So many of you know Dave. He was a wonderful member of our church, and he's back to sing with us, and he's going to sing a special song for us, because as we were talking in the worship committee, and everybody said that David should be here to sing this wonderful song, because it's such a great song for Good Friday. So please.
Down the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to clear the narrow street, but the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating, and there were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head, and he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the Way of Suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you, for me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. Por la Via Dolorosa, triste día en Jerusalén, los soldados le abrían paso a Jesús, mas la gente se acercaba para ver al que llevaba aquella cruz. Por la Via Dolorosa, que es la Via de Dolor, como oveja vino Cristo Rey Señor, y fue Él quien quiso ir por su amor, por ti y por mí. Por la Via Dolorosa al Calvario y a morir. The blood that would cleanse the souls of all men made its way through the heart of Jerusalem. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the Way of Suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for ti, for me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary.
Thank you. So in other Gospels, the writer mentions 7 different words Jesus spoke from the cross. And one of the last words he spoke, almost at the end when he was about to breathe his last breath, he said, "It is finished. It is finished." Now that cry wasn't the cry of pain and agony and saying that I'm glad this is over. It wasn't the cry of defeat, but it was a cry and shout of an accomplishment, telling to himself and to the crowd and to all of us that I have fulfilled my calling. I have done the part I should have done. And he's saying, it is finished. I have done my work. I have done my work. It is finished. I've accomplished it. It was difficult. It was painful, but I have accomplished it for God and for people. Dear people, on that cross, there are 3 things Jesus accomplished for us. There are so many things, but I want to just reflect upon 3 things. Number one, Jesus fulfilled the promise about him. You know, we read from the book of Isaiah, almost 700 years before Christ, that how the prophet Isaiah wrote about Jesus Christ. They said there are 380 prophecies in the scripture about the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when Jesus said it is fulfilled, it is finished, he's basically saying that I fulfilled the prophecy of God in regard to my death and my suffering. There are so many wonderful people. They have lived in this world, and there are so many wonderful people are living. But the greatest thing about our Lord Jesus Christ, dear people of God, that he has been a prophesied Messiah. Amen? Often we can actually read parallel story about what is written about him in the past and how he lived his life. And when he said it is finished, he's saying that I have fulfilled the promises and prophecy of God about me. The second thing I think he's saying when he said I'm finished or I've finished, he's basically saying that I have come to express agape love of God toward people. This is, there are 3 or 4 kinds of love. Number one, eros, romantic love. The other one is called philia, from which we get the word Philadelphia, the city name. The city of brotherly or family love. The third one is called sortig, and that is again the family love. And the last one is called agape. That is a love of God toward people. In other words, this is the highest form of love. And when Jesus said, it is finished, in other words, he's saying that I have expressed the highest demand of God's love to God's people. In John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so anyone who would believe in him will have eternal life. And sometimes we wonder that, how much God loves me? Well, God loves you so much and loves me so much that he would send his only begotten Son on the cross for us. Again, in John chapter 10, he says, there is no greater love than a friend laying down his life for another friend. When we hear that, it sounds good. But very few people would do it. And when Jesus says on the cross that it is finished, in other words, saying that I have fulfilled that agape love toward my people. And the last one is, says, I fulfill my commitment. I love people. I want to go and help them. And if it requires for me to die on the cross, I will do it. My love, I'm not going to give up in between. When the things get difficult, I'm not going to run away from you. That's what Jesus is saying on that cross, that it is finished. I have fulfilled. I have done my part. I fulfill my commitment toward my people. And you see, after that, almost all disciples of Christ eventually died as a martyr for Christ. Once they have witnessed their own Lord and Savior giving His life for them, they did not have any trouble to give up their life for their Master and for their Lord. It teaches us, dear people of God, that we are all committed to a task. We are committed to a goal. We are committed to a faith. And when it requires, are we ready to lay our life down for the cause, for the faith? There are thousands of people around the world. They are laying their lives down for the cross and for the gospel of Christ, because they have witnessed that commitment in their Lord and Savior. And so when Jesus says it is finished, he's saying that I fulfill my commitment, I fulfill my love toward my people, and I fulfill the promises of God and prophecies of God toward me. And so on this Good Friday, what would be our response to that love? What would be our response to that commitment? What would be our response to our God? Two responses I can think of. Number one, being thankful. Amen. Never forget the love we have received from our God. Never forget the forgiveness of our sins we have received from our God. Never forget that how He has washed our guilt and shame, and has brought us into this eternal life, and not for now, but for eternity. You know, once in a while, since we live in this glorious life for so long, we tend to forget about the amazing blessings we have. Like, once in a while, we forget about how amazing it is to live in America and to live in Bay Area, in Cupertino and Sunnyvale, and in this beautiful area. And some of us have traveled other parts of the world, right? And then we sometimes compare that, what a blessing we have that God has placed us in this place. And often we also tend to forget that what a blessing it is to know God and to be forgiven by God and to know the fact that when we die, we will be in glorious presence for eternity with our God. Let us be thankful. And second thing, if you have not accepted this grace in your life, this Good Friday reminds us to accept this grace in our life. Amen. What is the use of a gift which is given to you, which you have not received it? You know, recently when I opened my car trunk, there was a box. And my kid said, Dad, this is the gift which we gave you on Christmas Day, and you haven't even opened it. And what is the use of it, right? Nice shirt, but I couldn't wear it because I didn't open it. More tragic, dear people of God, that we know about this glorious love of Christ toward us, and we haven't accepted it. And we haven't opened it, and we haven't received it, and we haven't implanted it in our system, and still we live in guilt and shame and in curse. The good response for us is to say, yes, Jesus, thank you for your death on the cross. This evening, I receive it in my life. This evening, I receive it in my life. right response, to be thankful and to receive this grace. Let us close our eyes. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to that cross? And we wonder, because that happened 2,000 years ago. I wasn't even born. But yes, my sin caused my Savior to bleed and die on that cross. And yes, so I was there when they crucified my Lord. Yes, we were there when they crucified our Lord. And this evening, dear God, we accept your sacrifice on the cross, your grace toward us, and we pray that, Lord, you would invite us in your presence and you would cleanse us from our unrighteousness and our sin and make us clean once again. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.